Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Also available wherever fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, iHeartRadio, soundcloud.com/Steve and Larson.
But not.
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 Spotify.
Not on Spotify.
Yet.
Yet. That is something that is in the works. I'm in contact with some very impressive technology people. Let me tell you something. They're fantastic. You're going to love them. Trust me, you're going to love them.
Just stop all that.
One day we'll get on Spotify, hopefully.
Yes,
by Mania.
Will.
Yeah. We'll have our big Mania Spotify coming out party. Yeah. Anyways, we're also available on prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. I'm wearing a Couch Hop shirt. You have got
an Adams for Peace shirt.
Tom York solo band.
Yes.
Not solo band.
Side project. Adams for Peace.
There you go. And what am I missing? Oh, Patreon. We're also at patreon.com/Steven Larson. If you want to contribute, we have all sorts of great reward tiers, and you guys can contribute to the quality of the show.
Yes.
What's up next for us? We're going to replace these with better ones.
And then you said something about getting better lights.
Yeah, well, I want to start looking into lights. I feel like these are amateur hour, and we got the Patreon, and that goes to help the show, so might as well use it. Anyways, what am I forgetting? Am I forgetting something? Patreon? Merchandise?
I think you're forgetting about why we're here, which is to talk about SmackDown.
I think the writers of SmackDown forgot that they had a show, because I'm not going to say it was bad. It's just, this is literally the go-home to the Royal Rumble. So yesterday was the go-home Raw, or 2 days ago was the go-home Raw to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
This is the go-home SmackDown to the Rumble, and they barely even mentioned it. Like, it was hardly even mentioned.
Well, apart from one match, it really, the Royal Rumble match itself was not, didn't matter.
That is all
Didn't
Raw.
Matter at all.
The one match they had to qualify, they had, like, all the B-level talent hop into the ring at one point, and that was a comedy, and the winner got a Rumble spot. That was a comedy match. That was a comedy match. I loved it. I thought it was great. I know you liked it as well, but it was a comedy match. Maybe in any other circumstance, it was a strong SmackDown in any other respect, I feel. A strong-ish SmackDown.
Mm.
You don't feel so?
No.
No? It had a couple of really good matches.
Yeah, but then it also had some moments that were not good at all.
I'm still getting the bad taste of Raw out of my mouth. And so SmackDown is like a refreshing palate cleanser.
It is. It is a different flavor.
Yeah. And I like that they let matches breathe. I'll be honest with you. It kind of feels like the SmackDown writers are like, we really don't have much stake in the Royal Rumble, so fuck it. We're barely even we're going to mention it as much as that we're required to.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go about our business.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this Randy Orton Bray Wyatt business is going to carry on. Like, it's going to have its story played out, maybe a little bit at the Rumble, maybe a lot bit at the Rumble, but it's not going to affect the outcome of the Royal Rumble match itself.
Probably not.
They're going to tell their story at the Rumble, and they're going to pick up right where they left off on the next SmackDown. The Rumble.
Yeah, by and large, I think the stories involving SmackDown competitors in the actual Royal Rumble match, you could probably not even watch the Rumble, watch the SmackDown afterwards, and not miss a beat.
SmackDown has one person that I can think of that actually has an outside chance. Like, the only legitimate person I can say that SmackDown has in the Rumble is Baron Corbin. Samoa Joe doesn't count yet. We don't even know that he's going to be on SmackDown. I would think he would be,
yeah,
but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, the Wyatt family is in the match, but they have their own dynamic to sort out.
Orton has his betting odds are actually pretty decent.
Really high.
There's like a 25% chance of winning the thing. Well, he's 1-4, isn't he?
He's a 4-1 odd.
4-1 odd, yeah, okay. So there's that, but beyond that, like, I just don't see, there's no, why would Orton win the thing? You know what I mean?
I know.
They have their own storyline going that's probably going to result in Orton Wyatt at WrestleMania. How mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Is Wyatt going to win the belt somehow off of Cena or AJ? No, that's going to happen. None of it's going to happen.
Nope.
I mean, it would be. I would actually geek out quite a bit if Orton did win the Rumble, because that means Bray Wyatt, one way or the other, is going to be involved in the world title scene.
Yes,
and that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
But it's not going to happen. Anyways, let's go from the beginning.
Yeah, so
we had a Daniel Bryan appearance.
Yeah, he was holding an apple.
Yeah,
talking to The Miz, who was complaining about the lack of locker rooms for himself in the arena.
Yeah,
in that particular venue.
Yeah,
on this particular evening, and Daniel Bryan told him that he was gonna have his rematch for the Intercontinental title against Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
And that was going to be a lumberjack match.
Yeah, that's right, because The Miz was like, how about a no DQ match? And Daniel Bryan said, so that you can have Maurice go in and get you the win? And he was like, no. He says, how about this? A lumberjack match. And he said, okay, that sucks. And walked away, and then Daniel Bryan took a giant bite out of his Red Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really good.
It looked like a good apple.
Looked like a really good apple. Solid apple, good color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, then we kicked off the episode of SmackDown with Randy Orton, hey, Baby Orton, versus Luke Harper. This was, you know, because these guys have beef,
yeah,
stemming a couple weeks now.
Yeah, from mainly, Luke Harper just randomly getting himself involved in matches,
toddlering his way into matches,
virtually, yeah,
just sort of lingering and malingering. So anyways, and Bray Wyatt took himself a seat in his really comfy looking rocking chair.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a rocking chair at your house?
Not like that, no.
Yeah, I love rocking chairs, man. I can't get enough of them.
Really?
I can just keep on rocking back and forth and back and forth. It's really comfortable.
We have one of those, what do you call them, like smooth gliders, the glider chairs?
Yeah, that's what we get. Yeah, it's a glider. It's not a rocking chair, but it achieves the same purpose.
Yeah.
It rocks, you know.
Yeah.
It does something. It goes back and forth in rhythm. Did I ever tell you how I won that?
I think so, yeah.
My wife tweeted something out to the people for some contest. They said, hey, retweet. You could win a free one. And then I retweeted her, and I think because of my massive fame, she won. Nice. This is a nice glider, too. Anyways.
Anyways.
I'm not really famous. So anyways, yeah, this was kind of cool. I thought it was a decent match.
Yeah, it was okay. There was, at one point, Harper and Orton were outside, and the ref was counting to 10,
mm-hmm,
and Bray goes and picks up Randy, helps him back in the ring, and then walks over to Harper, puts him back in the ring, too. Yeah. Sort of like, you know, he doesn't want this to end in a count-out finish.
No count-outs.
A decisive winner.
I like that he was no-selling Harper when Harper walked over to Bray while Bray was sitting in his chair, and Bray just kept on looking ahead. No, you just go. You go fight there.
Handle your business.
Go handle your business there, Luke Harper. And then it won. Randy Orton obviously won with a RKO.
Yeah.
Not really out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, he reversed. Harper was trying to do a discus clothesline.
Also kind of was out of nowhere. Anyways, Bray comes in, and he helps Harper up, and then he gives him a big, fat, wet kiss, and then a Sister Abigail for losing, apparently.
I guess so. So is Harper out of the Wyatt family again?
Well, that's just dumb. I would hope not. I would think not. I think, do you think this is Randy Orton dividing and conquering?
Well, I mean, as soon as he got involved with the Wyatts and joined them, that was my guess, was happening, divide and conquer.
Yeah, well, mission accomplished so far.
Seems that way.
I am interested to see how this plays out. I mean, this is the cool thing about it. Like, yeah, we want this feud, we want this story to drag out over, like, the next year. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
They kept it going, and they kept on, like, evolving it.
Yeah.
Like, include the world title and then drop it, blah, blah, blah.
Have Randy win Money in the Bank while Bray's champion. Stuff like that.
It might be, but on the other hand, I kind of trust the writers on SmackDown to deliver a really, really action-packed What is that going to be, like 10 weeks or whatever from Rumble to Mania?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 10 weeks or whatever. Yeah, whatever it is, 8 weeks, whatever it is. I think it could be cool. I think like a fast-tracked break, because there's a lot. I think there's a lot that could happen between now and Mania if these two are actually going to have a match against each other.
And we'll see if Randy actually picked up any supernatural powers from his association with Bray Wyatt.
I would like to think so. He's been with him for a little while now.
I know.
So you'd think that
he would have learned something.
Maybe in the bus when they're driving, he's like, Bray, teach me how to
teleport.
Oh, man. It's real easy. You just close your eyes, think of the place you want to be, and then the production truck will turn the lights out, and then you have to really hurry up to where you want to be. And usually there's some stagehands to let you through and make sure that you're okay. And then they turn the lights back on and you're there.
Wow.
That's what he says. Wow. Anyways, then we had finally Mickie James. Ooh, La Luchadora Loris. Ooh, she's interviewed by Renee Young in the middle of the ring. Ooh. Sorry. Anyways, Mickie James. I actually really liked her little promo interview thing. I thought
she showed some real intensity.
Intensity and like no ring rust on her promos.
Yeah, she was talking about how when Becky and all the other women involved in the Women's Revolution are talking about how they were essentially, I to paraphrase what she said, you know, starting a revolution in women's wrestling in WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
She's saying, hold on.
Yeah.
Mickie James did that first.
Yeah, she listed her resume, her accomplishments.
Titles and so on. And she was saying it seemed like everybody forgot about Mickie James except Alexa Bliss.
She said Alexa knows all of my accomplishments. I actually like this in terms of motivation because she was saying that, you know what, they think they're hot shit and they left Alexa Bliss out of this and she's more than worthy to be part of the revolution. I like the motivation here. Mickie James is always a little bit crazy. And I like that. Of course, Becky Lynch comes running in with a head full of steam and gives her the old Luthez press and some fast hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss comes out. Mickie James.
Well, Mickie James makes a run for it, and then Becky Lynch runs after her over the railing, and Alexa Bliss is waiting for her.
Correct.
And then,
Mickie James kicks Becky in the head.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss does her finishing move from the top rope.
Yep. I don't know. I was fine with this. I thought this was a natural progression of story.
The next segment, not so good.
Ellsworth and Carmella on their shopping spree. This was probably what, about 4 minutes long? Maybe even five, probably one five, probably 4 minutes long, about 3 minutes too long. Yeah, this was dumb. I do like that she put the brakes on when he tried to do the Ho Train thing. Because at one point, so they're at a Kohl's, I think, or a TJ Maxx or something. And no, not a Kohl's. What's the other one? Yeah, I'm thinking of
Marshalls.
Maybe I'm thinking of Marshalls. I don't know. Anyways, they're at some, you know, a clothing store. And he's coming out of the dressing room with all sorts of different gear. And one of them is like, you know, your stereotypical pimp outfit. And he comes out and he says, everybody get on the... And she says, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was good.
Yeah, this is 2017. Anyways, that was a crap segment. But whatever, it was short, it was sweet. Then we had my highlight of the night, be completely honest with you, because it was a battle royal to join the Royal Rumble. Baron Corbin was on commentary. We had every B-lister on SmackDown. The B-listers on SmackDown outnumber the decent wrestlers like 3-1. There are so many of them. And
but
like,
yet there's
and
not.
It's their entire tag team division.
But yet there's
on
not
top
a lot of
that.
Them. It seemed like there was a over-the-top rope battle royal about 12 competitors.
I know.
The first thing that happens after the bell rings is Rhino goes right after Heath Slater.
Yeah.
And tries to eliminate him.
And he fails, and Slater just starts yelling at him awkwardly, like, why would you do that? And everybody just sort of stands around and watches as this awkward confrontation goes down, which is hilarious. Then the vaudevillains they take advantage of this argument happening, and they try to take out Heath Slater and Rhino, but instead they get dumped, and then the melee is on and everybody starts going at it. We had, let's see, Breezango. Were the Usos in it?
No.
Nothing. That was weird.
The Ascension.
Breezango, American Alpha wasn't in it.
No. Breezango, Vaudevillains, Mojo.
Mojo, who was sporting...
Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah, Chad Hawking was in it.
And then, there's gotta be eight then, or seven, because then it was Rhino and Slater, and that was it.
Yeah, Mojo had on Did you say the Ascension? They were in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mojo had on some like bike spandex shorts.
Yeah, with some like Zubaz type print trim. Well,
that were black and then some Zubaz print trim, like you said, sort of on the side. And he looked absolutely ridiculous. Like, he just keeps on, I don't know, like, I was cool with like the weird, like, what were those, like capris or whatever? Like the Zubaz capris he had going on?
They were just long shorts.
They were just long shorts, yeah. They're like, yeah. I just like the word capris.
Did you see what he had on his gauntlets?
What?
It said Mojo Rising. He's quoting The Doors.
There's a Mojo Rising.
It's L.A. Woman.
L.A. Woman. That's good, man. Maybe he's calling back for John Morrison. Maybe that's telling John Morrison. Why was he not in our surprise entrance?
The new hype bro?
Yeah, the new hype bro.
It's going to be Mojo and Johnny.
Mojo and Mundo.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That'd be great.
Mundo Mojo. Mojo Mundo. That'd be perfect. Anyways, Mojo Rawley wins. It was great.
He eliminated like the last four competitors.
It was him versus Breezango to finish it.
Well, he eliminated the Ascension
yes,
by himself.
That's right. That's right. He
and
was like
then
a
eliminated
tank.
Breezango
he
by
was
himself.
A tank. And then, yeah, it was fantastic. And so Mojo Rawley is going to be in the Royal Rumble.
How long is he going to last?
Well, he's either going to last not long at all, or he's going to do the thing where he holds onto the rope and he comedically lasts a long time. I have a feeling it's going to be the latter.
Yeah,
who
me
doesn't
too.
Want to see Mojo Rawley?
Yeah, I know.
He's the best thing SmackDown has going right now.
I don't think I'd say that. AJ Styles is still the best thing SmackDown has going.
AJ Styles is the best thing wrestling has going that isn't called New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Then we had, Nikki wandering around outside near some buses. And then
Natalya starts complaining about how she's not on one of the buses. And then Nikki attacks her.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that was like zero to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
She, because who was it? Was it Renee Young interviewing Nikki?
No, it was an interview.
Oh, it was an interview. It was a terrible interview. But what did she say? You pointed this out. She said, what is it about her and John Cena?
Oh, she said essentially Natalya has been hinting of a relationship between you and John Cena.
Yeah.
And I turn to you and say, yeah, they make a whole series about
there
it.
There is literally an entire TV show that is probably more popular than most WWE programming called Total Divas.
I want Total Bellas.
And Total Bellas. So anyway, yeah, interview bot is, she needs some work. Natalya, yeah, like you said, goes up, starts talking shit. Nikki just out of nowhere starts loking on Natalya. Yep. And Natalya gets the upper hand, right? And then like throws her into a bus or some shit.
Sounds right.
Something like that. Who cares? Then AJ Styles came out to the middle of the ring and called out John Cena. And he says, number one.
Well, he shows the poster for
I'm
the Royal Rumble.
I'm on the Royal Rumble poster.
And he's way in the back.
If Vince is so big on AJ Styles, why is that happening? Like, why is it? Because you would think that they would run something as big as the Royal Rumble poster by Vince. You would think that, right?
I know. Vince. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he signs off on that.
Right? You would think.
Kevin Owens is in the second row.
Yeah.
I think, is Cena the only SmackDown competitor in the first two rows? I think everybody else is from Raw.
Yeah, I think so. AJ's way back there.
Way in the back.
Way back there. And he mentions that, and then he calls out Cena to come down, and then they looked at a clip from Cena on the Today Show.
Yeah,
Today Show. And Cena was on the Today Show talking about his match, where they referred to AJ Styles as just some guy from Atlanta, which is bizarre to me, because this entire AJ Cena feud is there. You said it exactly right. This is all about John's sense of entitlement. This should be about the fact that AJ Styles, and yeah, there's a part of me that's a big AJ Styles mark that's like legitimately sort of annoyed.
Yeah.
And with the story that I'm seeing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm fine admitting that I'm a big nerd. But the fact that AJ beat John Cena at SummerSlam.
Clean.
Cleanly. And John Cena had to think about his lot in life. Which was part of the story.
Yeah, they didn't touch upon that at all since he's come back. Where there's that moment after the SummerSlam match where he's sitting in the middle of the ring. He takes his armband off and lays it there.
Yeah.
And then Styles took it.
Yeah.
And that was part of AJ's gimmick for a while.
Yes. And then
why not use
and
that?
And then No Mercy was after SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he beat him at No Mercy in a triple threat.
Well, there he cheated.
But still. two wins over Cena, and one of them
three.
Is clean.
He's had three wins.
And one of them is clean at SummerSlam on, like, the second grandest stage of them all.
Yeah.
That's your story. John Cena having perhaps a confidence of...
just at least Cena thinking, okay, I haven't been able to beat you one-on-one. I have something to prove. And I'm going to prove it by taking that title off you. That's your story.
I'm
not
still
him
the
coming
best.
Out here, not Cena going out there and saying, oh, you need to be here. I want to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to the indies because I was born to be in WWE. And, usually when Cena makes a claim for the belt, he says, you have something that belongs to me.
Yeah.
I think he might have said that when he came back out.
Yeah. I know. And because it makes AJ look weak.
Well, the gist of what AJ was saying when he came out initially is like, where's my respect? I'm the champion. I've been holding down SmackDown since you've been gone, John.
And that's a good point.
It is a very good point. And at no point did Cena say, all right, point taken. If he had done that and they continued down that road, it would have been slightly better.
He's treating him like a peon, like he's Wade Barrett or something.
I mean, it's the way the arguments of both participants in that segment, if you just look at it on paper, Cena's the heel.
I know.
AJ's the face.
I said that when they showed the Today Show bit when he's like, that guy from Atlanta, I looked at you, I said, that's a heel thing. That's totally a heel thing. But this is like not a good heel turn. I want like a normal heel turn. Not like a guy just being a dick.
Yeah.
Like that's not cool. It's just annoying.
I know.
I don't get it. And it's, I don't know. It's really annoying. Like they have all the makings for a really, really great feud.
Yeah.
And they're just dropping the ball on it because it's like, why isn't Cena recognizing that he got beat?
Three times.
Fair and square.
I know.
Like in a really, really good match at SummerSlam. I'm just looking at SummerSlam itself.
Yeah.
Like AJ Styles beat John Cena clean at SummerSlam and his rocket took off.
Yep.
Cena should say, you built your championship reign. Maybe you didn't win the belt off me, but you built your reign off of me, mm-hmm. off of beating me from the get.
And time to prove to Cena saying, time to prove myself and you and everybody here that I still got it.
Exactly. Instead, he's doing the, you're whiny, you're bitch, you're this, you're that. That's my belt. I'm going to get it because they're going to book me to get it. And I can only hope that maybe the feud will get. I mean, I just want good storytelling. And this is just like, I don't know. It's like Batman no-selling the Joker. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't just treat the Joker like he's an imbecile.
Yeah, I know. And then at the end of Cena's promo, AJ just stands there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was crap. I thought it was crap. It's like Cena hit the reset button on Cena that buries people.
I know, he even mentioned that.
Yeah, you know.
I know, it didn't make any sense.
I don't know, it was crap. Maybe we'll get a double turn.
Could be.
Yeah. If Vince really does like AJ, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. As long as Cena still sells merchandise, it's not going to happen.
And he's got a brand new shirt. Then we had a 30-second squash match.
That.
Dolph versus Kalisto delivered a... Dolph delivered a nasty super kick to Kalisto.
Got the pin. Went outside of the ring, grabbed the chair.
Was about to completely... It was like one of our backstage brawls in W. Steve W. when there's blood everywhere. It's obvious that Dolph watches W. Steve W., the premier wrestling federation on YouTubes. And was about to take that chair straight to Kalisto's head. Apollo Crews out of nowhere. Oh, Apollo Crews out of nowhere. And runs him off with his own chair.
Well, it was the same chair.
Right. Well, then it became his.
Yeah.
He took possession of said chair.
Yeah.
Oh, then we had Naomi versus, the returning Naomi versus Natalya.
But no, Nikki was beating up Natalya backstage.
Yeah. I like this. It might be a push for Naomi. I like this because Becky Lynch goes on to face Mickie James in their own program. Naomi was out there. She'd been gone for 3 months. She's ready for prime time.
And she cut a decent promo.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I did too.
Alexa Bliss comes down, and she's always great.
Yeah.
And Naomi says, you're looking at the next champion. And Alexa Bliss says, oh, you want a piece of this? And she gets in there, and of course she, doesn't.
So during the show, they announced another SmackDown match for the Rumble.
Yes.
It's going to be a six-woman tag match.
Yes.
Becky Lynch, Naomi, Nikki Bella versus Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and Mickie James.
Correct. Yeah, so that'll be a clusterfuck. Then our main event, we had Dean Ambrose versus The Miz for the IC title. Lumberjack match. JBL, David Otunga.
I don't like lumberjack matches.
What's your why don't you like lumberjack?
Because they all play out the same exact way.
Yeah. Here's my thing about this particular one. I don't actually mind lumberjack matches, to be honest with you.
I can't think of a lumberjack match I've ever seen that's actually been good.
I can't think of a lumberjack match I've seen before today.
This one was perfectly entertaining. It was fine. But you knew Dean was going to win. There's no way the Miz was winning this match.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Well, okay. No, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
What?
Right before the finish, when he went for a pin on Dean, and he was trying to get his legs up to the ropes.
Yeah.
I honestly thought Miz is going to win. I did think that. Because it's SmackDown. The bottom line on SmackDown, anything can happen.
No, I understand that. But they
and it could have set up a like sort of a mini Rumble story.
They still have a mini Rumble story between them.
Well, I'm just saying. It's SmackDown. I didn't think Dean Ambrose was going to win that one time, and he did.
But I certainly didn't think they were going to have the belt change hands the go-home show before a major pay-per-view.
My point is nobody on SmackDown seemed to care that it was the go-home show before the Royal Rumble. And they weren't going to have an IC title match at the Rumble, so it's like, why not just do it? They always make their main events out to be big deals. That's what I love about SmackDown.
No, I understand that. And they try to do that making a lumberjack match. Just, I don't know. I don't like lumberjack matches.
No, don't like lumberjack matches. I'll agree with your point in that I don't remember a lumberjack match that I saw that I cared about, nor do I remember a lumberjack match that I even saw. However, I don't mind the concept of them. My only problem with this particular lumberjack match was that it was a bunch of scrubs and Baron Corbin.
Well, American Alpha were out there too.
Like I said, a bunch of scrubs.
They are the SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
And Baron Corbin. I'll say it a third time. A bunch of scrubs and Baron Corbin. They need to do something. They're literally on the same footing as the Vaudevillains.
Towards the end of the match,
do they have a match at the Rumble?
No.
No.
They're probably in the Rumble. Maybe. I don't know.
No, they haven't been announced.
I don't think so. Anyways, towards the end of the match, Baron Corbin decides he's going to be a lumberjack anymore and gets in the ring and starts going after Dean Ambrose.
I just think that he didn't quite understand the rules of a lumberjack match.
I think they're setting up Dean Ambrose's next feud against Baron Corbin for that Intercontinental title.
I want gold and money. I'm Baron Corbin.
I didn't notice if he added anything on commentary.
I don't remember shit what he said on commentary. I just like, oh, sitting with us is Baron Corbin. And he said, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, all right, we have out of character Baron Corbin. That's awesome.
I thought that too. We have
shooting the breeze Baron Corbin right now.
It's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
They all realize you're an asshole, so they ran with it. They tried to make you baby, didn't they? sometimes I can channel Scott Hall perfectly. Oh man! All right, you ready to answer some questions?
Absolutely.
El Ingobernable de Texas, Adam Mayhem, aka Alberto Alomar.
This is great. First of all, your boy Adam Mayhem will be rocking a Going in Raw t-shirt while attending the Rumble this weekend.
Nice. We'll be looking for you.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Now to the question. Do you guys think the shows, both Raw and SmackDown Live, sometimes are subpar because some of the matches have no relevancy behind them? If so, how would you fix this issue? He says, personally, he would set it up so the Rumble match has a points system. This sounds like math. You're making me do math right now. In which the top 20 wrestlers, according to win-loss record throughout the year, earn a spot in the Rumble, and then 21 through 25 have to actually win qualifying matches. I actually don't mind that idea, but it's such a huge leap.
I know.
In thinking that they can do that, like that requires way too much forethought.
I know,
and not enough wiggle room for making interesting Rumble
last minute decisions. Eventually,
last minute decisions, which is what the WWE's run on.
Yeah,
so I like the idea.
I definitely like the idea of applying some logic and reason as to when entrants enter the Rumble, apart from just luck of the draw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that too.
And then it would actually, I kind of feel like it'd make the Rumble more important, so people would be, you know, trying to compile wins throughout the year to give themselves a better position in the Rumble. I like that idea.
I think his initial point about Raw and SmackDown Live is way more fitting for Raw some of those matches just have zero relevancy, and that's why it gets boring.
Yeah.
SmackDown Live, because they only have 2 hours, I feel like so many more of their matches advance storylines.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about SmackDown Live. That's why it's usually a better show.
Yeah. Magnum TA champion Nathan Raglan. What is the biggest botch you have ever seen?
Somebody answers him. Probably the XPW Supreme thing.
Yeah, we saw a man get lit on fire.
Could you call it? Would you consider that a botch? They botched the table, the lighting table on fire. That's pretty big botch.
That's a pretty significant botch.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that one. I'm trying to think of a different answer, but that's definitely
Mick Foley going through the Hell in a Cell.
That was a botch.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. AJ Styles' personal hairdresser RJ Colquitt. If you can bring back two wrestlers back from any era and any promotion that are alive or deceased to be a surprise entry in the Rumble, who would it be?
Macho Man.
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, good answer.
Both are good answers.
Chris Kimmel. Hey, friendos. Do you guys think Naomi's next in line for a SmackDown Women's title shot? Kind of seems that way.
Seems that way.
Which is great.
I love it. I wonder if they can make the belt do interesting things in the black light. Under the black light things that they got going on.
That'd be cool.
I know. Maybe get some like LEDs
some LEDs. That'd be rad. The perimeter of the plate.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Motor City Deathmatch champion Jimmy Alpha. We all know Samoa Joe is a better heel than face. My question is, when he makes his way to SmackDown, who does he feud with? Does AJ turn face for him? Your thoughts. If he showed up immediately, let's say Dean and Baron are mixing it up, who would that leave for...
Joe?
For Joe.
Joe will feud with whoever is the champion. And if that's AJ, and then AJ's turning face.
All right. Maybe Cena will turn AJ face. Fat bastard champ Alex Forster. What wrestler should stay in the Rumble longer than expected, you bastard? Well, you want a hamburger?
I think you mentioned one in Mojo.
Yeah, I think Mojo will. Who should stay in longer than usual? Well, Braun's going to have the record for eliminations.
Yeah, I feel like Sami Zayn's going to be in it for a while.
You think he might go from one to Final Four?
I don't know about Final Four, but definitely Final Eight.
Final Eight, yeah. King Hoss Vader, baby. Here, you read this one.
Hey, friendos, you guys have mentioned that you hate the fact that Randy Orton hasn't dressed up like a Wyatt, which I agree with you guys.
Yeah, man, baby Orton, dress like me.
So his question is, what other superstar's attire doesn't fit their current gimmick? Also, whose wrestler's gear would you wear to the ring? I can answer that last question for both of us. It's Kevin Owens.
No, I've changed my mind. Tommy Dreamer. It's literally what I'm wearing now. A black shirt and track pants.
That's true.
That's exactly what I'd wear. But Bray Wyatt's gear is really, really cool.
Yeah, it looks
comfy. I like his shit. It looks comfy, but it also looks really cool. But I can't rock like long hair and whatever those are. Dreadlocks. What's his question? What other superstar's attire doesn't fit their Kurt gimmick?
I mean, I don't know if Roman Reigns' attire fits his gimmick or not, but it's just not good attire.
It's just not good attire, exactly. I can't really think of anybody that stands out necessarily. Drew Gulak, when he did the King Arthur shit.
But that's his gimmick.
Okay, explain. Is he a time traveler?
No. He's just What's a fan of medieval stuff.
Has that been, is that canon?
Look at his video package, his Titantron package. It's like a shield with an axe and a sword behind it with his name in front. That's his theme.
I feel like that's not a good gimmick.
But that's not the question.
Like
the question,
being a gimmick, that like your gimmick is I'm a fan of something?
Yeah.
That's not,
he's inspired by.
But he doesn't like carry a sword or anything.
No, I know. I mean, that's an occupational hazard.
When he drops promos, he's not talking in like ye old English or something.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, he's not even English.
No, he's from Philadelphia.
Let's see here. CJ Reebley. Hey, friendos. Choose 15 legends from any era and 15 current superstars for Rumble.
Let's do lightning rounds.
CJ, we only
have... No, let's do lightning rounds.
All right.
Macho Man.
So we're doing back and forth.
Let's do 15 legends. Just
15 legends.
Macho Man.
Vern Gagne.
Bruno.
Stan Hansen.
Oh, good one. Vader.
You just said that because I said Stan Hansen. Antonio Inoki.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Legends.
Legends.
Name on the tip of my tongue. Bruiser Brody.
There you go. Terry Funk.
Dory Funk.
You're just going off my shit.
Lightning round.
Okay, I'm trying. George Hackenschmidt.
Lex Luger. Five more legends.
He's a legend. Frank Gotch.
Buddy Rogers.
Ron Simmons.
Oh, good choice.
Just throwing out names.
Dusty Rhodes. One more.
All right. Too Cold Scorpio. He's a legend,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. All right. 15 current superstars.
Baron Corbin.
Seth Rollins.
Brock Lesnar.
AJ Styles.
Dean Ambrose.
Apollo Crews.
Roman Reigns.
The New Day.
Alexa Bliss.
We need four more.
Look, here's your turn. You better go.
Yeah, no. Sasha Banks.
CM Punk.
He's not really a current superstar.
Sure he is.
He's more of a legend.
He could be. All right, swap him out for Stan Hansen.
Another legend.
Okay. No, we need another current superstar.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn still. Okay.
You retracted CM Punk.
Oh, my bad. CM Punk. Cesaro.
Sheamus.
Damn it, man. Stop just using my shit.
One more.
I don't know.
Say Joey
Kurt
Ryan.
Angle. Joey Ryan.
Okay. There
it's
you
not
go.
Not really a current superstar.
No, I know, but he's right behind you there.
All right. I hope he is.
Okay, Shinsuke.
Who we'll goes say, over to win?
We'll say Shinsuke.
I mean, Stan Hansen wins. That's who wins. Jacob Fonts. Steve, this is for me, so you read it.
Steve,
mm-hmm.
Would you trust Mojo with Alabama?
Okay.
If yes, would you go back in time and convince Larson's parents to allow him to get in the vaudevillain's time machine to come to present day to be taught the way of the hype by Mojo himself? This is a very serious question. I require a serious answer.
Why, if yes, would I go back in time? Does he feel that Mojo's the only person that can watch Alabama while I go back in time? What's the rest of the story? You ask a serious question. I want a serious question with a real backstory.
Yeah, I feel like there's details missing from this question.
I would do this with Mojo. I would say, Mojo, I have a 2-year-old. Do you feel comfortable watching a toddler while I'm gone in time? Because evidently the rest of my entire family is like gone and can't. You're the only person who can do it. And if he said, yeah, I have nieces and nephews that I've taken care of before. I'm totally comfortable.
Can you do this with the time machine, though? Is do that. Go back in time to do this other stuff and then return like 5 minutes before you left.
No, I can return. Well,
or the instant before you left.
You can't go to a time when you still existed according to Timeless on NBC. So you have to go.
Well, then can you return like a second
after
you left?
Yeah, you can return a second after you left.
Okay.
So, I mean, in that sense, I wouldn't even need Mojo. I would, but in the same time, you're out there time machining and stuff.
Something could go wrong.
You don't know if you're going to make it back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I would ask Mojo, and if he's comfortable, if he has experience, like maybe he's got some nieces and nephews that she can play with, then I would, yeah, totally. It seems like, well, look, man, just because somebody likes the 69 and do parties and stuff doesn't mean that I can't trust him with my kid. You know, I'm sure he's probably a shit ton of fun for kids, be honest with you. Right? I mean, maybe not the coke part, but the 69s, you know, a man's a sexual being. What are you going to do? You know, I'm sure he can separate that from regular responsibilities. So, yeah, turn on some SpongeBob, you know, play Choo Choo Train or whatever, you know. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Seems like a cool fucking guy. I really want to interview him one day.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how I got you, but I got you somehow.
It was just the stream of consciousness part of it.
Manuel Garcia de Paredes with Miz out of the IC title picture. Is it going to be Ambrose versus Corbin? Seemed like they gave Corbin a lot of screen time in the Lumberjack match.
Yes, that's going to be the feud going forward.
Definitely going to be the feud because Ambrose is going to be like, look, I know you're new. You don't know the rules of a Lumberjack match, but you have to stay outside the match, outside the ring.
Outside the ring. Jason the Cabbie with the effectiveness of the developing Cruz-Ziggler angle. Why the shit didn't they think of this sooner rather than drag out the feud with The Miz?
I think they probably just didn't know exactly. Maybe they were punishing Apollo for saying fuck. Because he said fuck like three times
also,
on SmackDown.
I think also Dolph needed to lose the belt and lose a few matches.
He needed his crisis of confidence before he turned heel.
That's it.
Kenny Omega's best friend, Terrence Thompson. Is Taker versus Balor at Mania a way to get Finn on SmackDown, or is Samoa Joe to SmackDown just too definite?
I think it's pretty definite.
I think it's got to be definite. Although we're the only, like, nobody else has really said this, but it makes all the sense in the world. I do not want to see him on Raw. Rory the Maverick Grace.
Hey, friendos. Glad to see Naomi finally getting a push. Agreed. Who else on the SmackDown women's roster should get screen time and put Nikki versus Natalia on the back burner?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Where's Eva Marie?
Oh, Eva Marie, everything.
Her suspension ended a long time ago.
Yeah, it did. Eva Marie versus... who else? I don't know who else, but I like Eva Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Bring her out.
Mm-hmm.
Bring who comes up to SmackDown? Not Asuka. She goes to Raw. Who comes up to SmackDown?
Ember Moon.
There you go. She's a little green though. But everybody's in developmental there.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. They're my two favorites because of that video I saw. Come on, Shin. You gonna vote for us? I vote for a person with best accent. Or most accent, most accent. Oh, that was so great. Beast a la mode. What's up, friend donation? Okay, Steve, question for you. So you read this one.
Okay, Ghost Rider versus American Badass Undertaker. Which supernatural motorcycle enthusiast wins in a shoot wrestling match?
Why is this only for me?
I don't know.
You know who Ghost Rider is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be Ghost Rider.
Well, it's Ghost Rider. That guy has, I mean, he's terrifying. Lunatic Fridge. What are Mojo's chances of winning the Royal Rumble? How would you book him if he won the Royal Rumble? Mojo's chances of winning the Royal Rumble are approximately...
0.0.
I mean, you have to... Is 0% is that a percentage amount?
Yeah.
Do you have to give him, like, okay...
Do we have to give him 0.0000001%?
Yeah. Like, emergency situation... Everybody during the Rumble match dies. Well, I would, or gets injured, because if you get injured, the show goes on.
You would, but if that situation were to happen, you'd update the odds at that moment. Into the match.
The odds right now are 0.00001. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince wakes up, though. I like that Mojo kid. Have him come out naked. With a little bit of pre-cum.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, dripping. Yay or nay, Larson, pre-cum. What if Vince said that during our meeting? Lars and I got a question for you.
What's that, Vince?
Pre-com. Yay or nay?
Steve knows my stance.
That's not an answer. Do you want to give me an answer or not?
Are you in the room with me?
Yes.
Then that's what I would say.
What?
I'd say Steve knows my stance.
I would say, I don't know what is your stance, yay or nay.
I've answered that question before on the show.
Vince, he won't give me a straight answer.
I've answered that question before.
Damn you. Answer the question.
I have answered it.
Answer the question, damn you.
I've answered it.
Damn it. Southeastern Fattyweight Champion, Wa Carranza.
Steve Larson, congrats. The USA Network decided to add an hour and a half long WWE show on Wednesdays.
Nice.
Vince has put you in charge and gave you a blank check for the show.
Oh.
You have a cast. You can have a cast of 3 main eventers, 5 mid-carders, 4 tag teams, and 3 women wrestlers. What?
There's a lot of people to consider.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You can pull 1 mid-carder or below from Raw and SmackDown each. Jeez. NXT is open season and only a total of 2 wrestlers/tag teams from any other promotion.
Okay, who's our main eventers?
Well, if we can pull wrestlers from other promotions, we're pulling Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega.
Shinsuke
Nakamura.
NXT.
And Adam Cole.
Okay. Those are our 2 from other promotions.
Okay, yeah.
So those are our 3 main eventers, right?
Correct, yeah.
Mid-carders.
5 mid-carders. We need... Will Ospreay.
No, we can't have anybody else from other promotions.
Fuck.
Only
wasted,
2 from other promotions.
Wasted on Adam Cole.
Well, you can retract Adam Cole.
Okay. I'm going to say Apollo Crews is hot. Apollo Crews.
Great answer.
Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Baron Corbin.
Okay.
Because he's still mid-carder.
Ty Dillinger.
Ooh, good one. And Eric Young.
Okay.
Eric Young.
Or do you want to save that for the tag team?
Yeah, Eric Young is a tag team.
Well, you get 4 tag teams. The Revival.
Yeah.
Sanity.
Yeah. And DIY.
And the New Day.
And the New Day. The New Day? I want Sheamus and Cesaro. No, I want the club. Just look, here's the only thing that matters. What's our show called?
It's called Fun Wrestling.
No, that's your show. It's called What are you going to call it? It's called, Vince, it's called WWE. Welcome to WWE Power Move. That's a great name.
I think
for
you'd
show.
Be fired from creative the second
you think
you brought
so?
That into the
WWE
pitch
Heavyweight.
I thought you say Kurt Angle.
WWE, you've been fined. Oh, God. Okay, Nicholas Groskirth. A lot of fans talk about the first Mania without Taker, but Kane has been in every Rumble since 99, except for 2012. Are we about to witness WWE without Kane in the Royal Rumble match?
There's still how many spots?
There's like five open.
Unannounced?
Yeah, four or five,
there's
something
plenty.
Like that.
There's room for Kane.
Wait, how many were announced today? Just one, right?
Mojo.
Mojo, yeah, that's the one.
And how many did you count? The
20, there had been 21. Well, there no, 21 by some internet source. Said 21 as of the end of the show yesterday.
Okay, so
which
22.
Makes 22. So there's eight open spots.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Spotfest Steve Marr.
Hey, friendos, I did not like the clip of Cena on the Today Show. Do you feel like it buried AJ?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
He's a WWE champion, so he's supposed to be the face of the company. Could they have used that show as a platform to put the name face,
yes.
name slash face, AJ Styles, into the mainstream media and familiarize a broader audience to who with who AJ is? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would have been a great platform to do it.
Haven Elric says, what do you think about the WWE making the United Kingdom world title an NXT exclusive strap?
It should be exclusive to the UK territory.
Exactly. And it sounds like what they're going to do is pretty cool. They're going to start airing a couple of those indie UK promotions on the network and have the title defended there. I think that's a fantastic
idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
But I wish that they would let Tyler Bate be that Tyler Bate that we saw
on that
in that
video,
one video
yeah.
where he was just an asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Piss off. Whatever he said. Yeah. Motor City Champion Gene the Grappler, Chandler 3 Productions. Since WWE Raw basically has a more stacked showing in the Rumble and WWE SmackDown Live has a pay-per-view in February, is it wrong to assume that no one from WWE SmackDown Live will win the Rumble? It is.
Samoa Joe is pretty much SmackDown's only hope at this point.
I agree completely. Hamza Hillel.
Would it be smart for them to have Cena tie at the Rumble or should they wait till Mania? And can we expect Dan on the Rumble recap? I hope so.
I don't know. Dan's above brands. He goes where he wants. And yeah, he has an open invite.
Yeah. Cena tying the record at Mania, that seems to be the place to have that moment.
I agree. I agree totally.
I
think he needs to eat some crow at the Rumble.
Yeah, he does.
Matthew Ade. If you guys, oh man. This kid, Matthew Ade, I can't say enough good things about his title-making abilities
yes.
in 2K17. He made a great WCW television championship for Earl Smothers.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. He did a great
it's
job.
Very good.
His question, if you guys were given the honor to induct any wrestler into the Hall of Fame, which wrestler would you choose and why?
DDP.
Vader. Because DDP's going to be around a long time. Vader, we don't know.
Yeah.
Southeast Regional Compound Fracture Champion X-Ray Guy.
Hey there, friendos. Do you believe that the lack of SmackDown Live matches at the Rumble are due to needing matches for Elimination Chamber? Potentially. I mean, I think Elimination Chamber is only a couple weeks after the Rumble.
Yeah, yeah.
So that could be.
Yeah.
If so, that's kind of a unfortunate bit of timing for SmackDown.
Like I said, I think that Raw is sort of dominating the whole Royal Rumble thing.
Yeah.
Dominating, sorry. But I don't know. Watching tonight, they weren't firing on all cylinders tonight, but it feels like they are just sort of caring about their business,
mm-hmm.
you know. Kenny Omega's best friend, Terrence Thompson. How big were your boners when Alexa Bliss came out to confront Naomi? He said he was fully erect. They're finally using Naomi the way they should have. He means his boner in a non-sexual way, simply that he had a big fan erection because he likes Naomi's work, and I second that. I didn't have a boner because I'd been awkward because Larson's here when we're watching the show, but I was definitely geeked out over it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That'd be weird if I was just sitting there and I was like, hey, Larson, look.
I might have to leave.
I mean, sometimes I put up like some of my porno of me on my computer and then you just huff and get out. I'm like, why would you do that? Anyways, Ron Simmons. Damn.
Who'd win, Rick Steiner or Stevie Richards, right to censor era? Rick Steiner.
He's the dog-faced gremlin.
Yep.
Yeah, the real Mack truck. Are you... What? Mojo Rawley, Dick Wiggles his way into the Rumble. Who would you like to see do a sexual gesture as a dance before their finisher? Baron Corbin. I want to see that. I want to see him do like a really awkward pelvic thrust, like, but all arms.
Very little actual hips and hip thrust, just all arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like that.
James Rodriguez.
Do you think stacking Raw with appearances by Brock, Goldberg, and The Undertaker hurts SmackDown, which is already working with a smaller roster? I'm kind of bummed out that The Undertaker didn't do all his Rumble hype through SmackDown.
It's odd.
It just relegated the show to like a B player at the Rumble.
I know.
Which it shouldn't be.
I know. I agree. I would love to know the thinking behind that. I would love to know if there is some sort of plan, if they were just like, hey, you know, we want to push this. We need to push this on one show because it's not really going to be a brand versus brand thing. And so we're going to make it heavy on the Rumble because that's where the winners
are
going to be going.
Are they
going
to do that with all cross-promotion pay-per-views going forward then?
Well, I mean, Survivor Series is a brand versus brand thing.
No, I understand that. But like WrestleMania, that's, you know, that's the show of the year.
Right, I know. But the Rumble is a cross-brand match. And if Raw is going to win that, I can see maybe why they'd want to go heavy on that.
I understand, but that's really telegraphing.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying I like it. I can just see why they'd potentially do that. As far as Mania is concerned, no, they've got, you know, what's probably going to be the main event, I would think. They get Cena in the championship,
yeah.
You know. Or I guess Goldberg. They got Cena in the championship versus Goldberg and Lesnar because that's their, you know. Nicole 9-Volt Lee, the girlhood dream has finally come true. She's going to WrestleMania. She's never been to a pay-per-view or any event of this size. Do you guys got any tips for this small-town girl on surviving? Book your amenities soon?
Yes.
Amenities, is that right? No, not amenities. Book your hotel or Airbnb or whatever.
Accommodations.
Yeah, accommodations. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I would do some research on how far away you're going to be from like the venue,
yes. Maybe.
Yes. In terms of getting there, it's easy. Like, or in terms of being there, it's easy. You just find where the giant crowd is trying to get in.
Yeah.
And then you go there.
You go there and have fun.
Many places do not allow you to take a bag or like a purse or something, right? Inside?
Well, they'll let you take a bag up to a certain size, but they'll want to search it.
Remember last WrestleMania we went to, I thought they said no bags.
Well, I think they mean like bags.
Oh, okay. Big bags.
Not just purses.
Okay. All right. I don't know. So make sure you're aware of like any rules they have beforehand.
Yeah. Usually they're printed on the ticket. If not, go to the venue's website and they'll generally tell you what's allowed and not allowed.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's all pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It's more just any tips for getting around like a town you're unaware of.
Yeah.
You know, just make sure your phone is always charged.
Yes. And from what I heard, Orlando's public transportation system is not the best.
Oh, okay. All right. So prepare to Uber or get a rental car.
Rent a car. Yeah.
That's what we're probably going to do.
Already did it.
Retired Dwayne. Wait, what? You booked it?
Yeah.
Nice. Good job. You didn't tell me that.
I was sitting right here when I did it.
Perfect. Retired Dwayne Nix. What are y'all's opinions on the Cena and AJ shoot like promos? He personally loves them, makes them seem like they really don't like each other. You know, I don't mind the shoot style promo. What I mind is them not even referencing the fact that they have a history. That's what bugs me. Cena acting like...
Well, he did kind of... He did.
You want respect? I feel like that's just the standard Cena trope. You want respect? I come out here every week and I work for it. I do more in one day than you've done a career. That's not true, John. I don't see you ever having a 5-star match with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the Tokyo Dome.
Well, he had one 5-star match with CM Punk.
Yeah, I know. And there's a reason for that. CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk, I know.
Let's see here. Patreon champion Carlos Hackman.
Another question for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pre-cum yay or nay for Naomi being SmackDown Women's Champion? Oh, question for me too.
Yeah. Well, I'll read you that part. Yay, I want Naomi to be SmackDown Women's Champion. Larson.
Yes.
What feuds would you like to see come out of the Rumble? What a good question.
Kenny Omega versus AJ Styles. That's the feud I want to see. Barring that, Samoa Joe versus Cena versus AJ
for the
WWE title.
I want to see Finn versus Taker. I think it's a smart move.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Because there's no title involved.
Yes.
So you're not worried about Finn getting a title and getting injured. Hidden paper face. So I had to stop watching wrestling around the time of the Nexus angle and just started rewatching it at the beginning of late last year. No, at the beginning of last year. Which means I missed out on a lot of great angles, such as Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. What are some angles that you missed that you regret when you had a time you weren't watching wrestling? That's a good question.
I missed out on a vast majority of Edge's championship singles run.
I saw a lot of that. I missed out on CM Punk's emergence in the WWE. And honestly, we caught his best part. His best part was a Summer of Punk. But it would have been interesting to get on that bandwagon early. When he was the straight edge guy, mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. that shtick, the straight edge
society.
Yeah. I thought, like, going back and watching that, I really, really liked it. He had a really cool rumble where he was doing stuff. So I missed out on some early CM Punk in the WWE.
Here, let's skip around some.
Okay.
Okay, here you go. The 22nd pilot. Mm. Hey, friendos, first-time patron. Thank you very much. Larson, so you're a Run the Jewels fan.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hero and Tommy End use one of their songs in Evolve as Heroes Eventually Die. Being two of my favorite wrestlers, what two wrestlers, past or present, would you put together? What is their name, and what do they walk out to? What song do they use?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How about this? I got this. What if they brought back intergender wrestling in NXT and Liv Morgan and Ty Dillinger got together and there were Liv and Let Ty?
That's good. That's good. And they would use the Wing song.
Exactly.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Ty.
That's good. I can't beat that.
Yeah, every once in a while. Let's see here.
Kurt Schwuski. First of all, I definitely want to recommend house shows to the friendos.
Yeah.
He went to his first one this week, and it was great. His question is, if you could change the outcome of any match in history, what would it be?
Yeah.
CM Punk not losing the belt to The Rock.
Yes. I know. That's still my biggest missed potential. Let's see here. This is a good question. Tommy T. Who is the next Undertaker? And he doesn't mean in a supernatural aspect. He means, like, all throughout the Undertaker's long career, he has never seen anything less than as a main eventer. Do you see any present or future stars that also have that lengthy of a run on top? That lengthy of a run?
20 years?
20
25
years?
Years?
I don't know. I don't know if that's possible these days.
I know.
Is that even possible these days? I don't know, man.
I mean, like, Seth Rollins had that run where he's main eventing, what,
15 in a row?
Straight pay-per-views?
Yeah. He's never going to be seen as anything less than a main eventer. So in that respect, you're absolutely right.
But can you do it for 25 years?
I know. That's
not wrestling the style he wrestles.
Not his style. No
way. He's already 29 or 30.
Yeah.
So you need someone that's relatively young.
You need somebody who...
That's already towards the top of the card.
You need somebody who works a style that longevity, he sort of benefits from longevity. He's old.
Who?
This is going to sound like an odd answer. Samoa Joe. He works a stiff style, but it's not like it's not like it does a lot of damage. I wouldn't think. He's not at risk of having, like, you know, one crazy move that he does and, oh my God, he just blew out something.
Mm-hmm.
His is more like long-term wear and tear.
Yeah.
But I could see him having a long career.
I mean, he's already been wrestling for very long time.
He's already been wrestling for a very long time. I wonder how long he can be in the WWE. It wouldn't be 25. It wouldn't be close to 20
years. No. I'm trying to think of someone that's already towards the top of the card that's still relatively
young.
Who's
in NXT that can come up, who's young, and that can immediately make an impact? That would be seen as a main eventer. And then we're going to do trivia.
One second.
You know who could?
Who?
Baron Corbin. Okay, so he doesn't have, like, he's not coming out immediately and facing Hulk Hogan at wherever Survivor Series or whatever it was. But
he's 32.
He just got called up. He's still relatively young. He doesn't work a style that's going to hurt him.
No.
You know, Baron Corbin. Why not?
To go back to your question about NXT wrestlers, I just checked to see how old Tommy End was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's 31.
Okay.
So after a year or two in NXT, you know, if he gets called to the main roster, he'll be 33.
Mm-hmm. If he has an amazing streak in NXT, he can be, like, just by his look alone, he can be a main eventer. Pete Dunne.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's
Pete Dunne is your answer, man.
23 years old.
23 years old.
There you go.
And when he comes in, I hope they push him to the moon, man. Oh, man. He's great.
Mm-hmm. Here, ask off that one first. So if okay. we have had it, I'll see if I remember.
All right, here we go. Ready for trivia?
Trivia.
Trivia time.
Trivia time.
In what 2008 summer blockbuster did Zeus play a pivotal role?
2008?
Yeah.
Feel like I should. Oh, The Dark Knight.
Very good.
Who is the only manager to rep two different superstars in the main event of two consecutive WrestleManias?
The only manager to rep two superstars in two consecutive
main event.
Main event
of two consecutive WrestleManias.
Heyman. No, shit. This is from 2009. Hold on a second.
He was still managing.
No, I know, but I was thinking Punk and Lesnar. Heenan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's got an asterisk by it.
Oh, come on. I forgot the cards were from like 2009.
Well, I mean, when Lesnar debuted in the early aughts, Heyman was managing him then.
I know, but come on. You gotta look at my intention. It was Lesnar Punk. But I don't even know if that's correct. What company released WWE videos?
Punk never made an event at WrestleMania.
I know. That's right. Well.
Sorry, go ahead.
What company released WWE videos between 85 and 97?
Oh, man. What was that company called?
I remember. Yes. What I got this. You're going to look like an idiot if you don't get it. I'm going to be rude to you after you were so nice to me and let me get my Heenan answering.
Man, I know this. This is the only thing that's popped in my head. I know it's not right. Broadway Video.
No, but you're so close. Coliseum.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Name the first celebrity inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame.
The first celebrity inductee to the Hall of Fame was Cyndi Lauper.
Pete Rose.
Oh, what? All right. In 1999, Rey Mysterio joined what infamous WCW stable?
1999.
Yeah, later days. Didn't have a mask.
Infamous. Was it the Filthy Animals?
Yes, very good. I'm surprised.
True or false? Just put a finger up. Vince McMahon is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Hold on a second. Oh, sorry. Hold on. True or false? Vincent McMahon is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad.
Yeah, his dad. Yeah. Vincent Jr.'s not in the Hall of Fame, is he? Okay. What was the first title to change hands at a WrestleMania?
Wow.
This is a really hard question.
I just need the name of the title.
You just
right?
need the title. Yeah, you don't need the who it was. I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me.
I think it's the Intercontinental title.
The World Tag Titles.
Damn.
The Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov defeated the U.S. Express at WrestleMania in 85.
I thought Tito Santana won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
Tito Santana?
Not. What type of match with Greg Valentine nearly cost Roddy Piper his hearing?
What kind of match?
Some tough questions on this card.
No shit. What kind of match? I don't know. Hair versus hair match?
A dog collar match from 1983.
A little weird. A little weird. All right. Name the three consecutive WrestleManias in which HBK appeared in the opening match.
This is the last question on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. One of them's seven. I'm I say 6, 7, 8.
7, 8, and 9. So close. So close.
What do the four dots Bret Hart adds to his autograph signify?
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
His four children.
I just named three.
I know.
Maybe it's wet fart. What do you want?
So we each got two.
We each got two.
No cards.
No, you get one card because no. I said Heyman.
No. No cards.
All right, no cards it is.
If there's a tiebreaker at the end of all this, tiebreaker goes to me.
Oh, okay, you'll hold that in your back pocket.
Yeah, I will.
All right, fair enough. Anyways, I want to say thank you to everybody out there tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.